We continue to proceed fairly aggressively, I think, in terms of the implementation of the Farm Bill generally. A lot of the crop insurance programs, the supplemental crop insurance option, are now available for both winter and spring crops in 2015, which was good. The Stax program has been announced as well, and we anticipate and expect very soon to be able to lay out some of the information on ARC and PLC. As you know, we put out $6 million to create the tools, the web-based tools, that will allow producers to make informed decisions about what's best for their operation. I think the Farm Bureau recently said that this implementation of the Farm Bill has been the best they've seen in the last seven Farm Bills. We take that as a high compliment. We obviously want to continue to be aggressive in our promotion and implementation, but we also want to be right about what we're doing.
Related to the Farm Bill, of course, we have big crops on the way. Prices have come down considerably on corn and soybean crops. Are you convinced that the farm safety net in the commodity programs and the Farm Bill will be strong enough to take us through the next couple, 3 years?
I am, and I'm thankful that we have a Farm Bill, because the Farm Bill allowed us to restore our export assistance programs, which obviously are part of the reason why we're continually talking about record exports. I'm thankful that we continue to invest in a variety and diversity of agriculture. One of the reasons why we have record export numbers is because our horticultural aspect has seen rather dramatic growth in export opportunities. That's good news. The energy title of the Farm Bill basically allows us to continue to support not just renewable fuel production, but also biochemicals and biomaterial production, which offers a new alternative market opportunity. We've just recently announced a significant investment in conservation, which I think is going to help farmers continue to do right by the land and water. I think the safety net, I think it's, again, important to look at the Farm Bill in its totality, not just simply focused on crop insurance or focused on the ARC or PLC program or the Dairy Margin Protection Program. That is a component of the overall safety net, which includes export assistance, which includes additional market opportunities, which includes diversification and support, which includes research, all of which is being implemented by the Farm Bill. So I'm confident this is a good, solid Farm Bill that's going to provide the protection needed to ensure that folks can stay in business regardless of the size of their operation. And hopefully we're going to see an expanded opportunity for particularly for young and beginning farmers.